North Korean leader Kim Jong-un came to the border to shake the hand of South Korean President Moon Jae-in, marking powerful symbolism in contrast to the warlike rhetoric of years past. The leaders of the two Koreas then sat down for talks, spending a morning and afternoon together to iron out an agreement to work toward an end to the Korean War and lasting peace. They agreed to create office for officials in the north, further exchanges, and to work on reconnecting railways and restarting family reunions. They also vowed to work toward complete denuclearization.
It is very significant that North Korea took the measure of freezing its nuclear program first. It will be a valuable beginning for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. I clearly declared that the South and North will closely cooperate for the complete denuclearization.
This was the third inter-Korean summit after leadership meetings in 2000 and 2007. Previous agreements between the two nations, together with other states, have fallen apart, something Kim Jong-un hopes will not be repeated.
We will make efforts to create good results by communicating closely in order to make sure our agreement signed today before the entire world will not end as just a beginning like previous agreements before today.
The first 12 points of the Panmunjom Declaration stressed economic development and peace building, which will require the removal of UN sanctions. Just the 13th point mentioned denuclearization. Still, experts see benefits.
So even if they are going to have, say, 5 or 7 or 10 quiet years, well, it will be a good news. The real discussions will be held later on the coming Trump-Kim summit. Maybe a month or 2 months later. However, some kind of good environment and good mood will be extremely helpful.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in also accepted Kim Jong-un's invitation to summit in Pyongyang this fall.
With the completion of the historic summit between South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, attention now turns to the potential summit between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump. Amid intense speculation, however, no date or location has yet been announced. Frank Smith, Press TV, Goyang, South Korea.